Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer to Love Who Jesus Loves. Written by Laura Bailey. Read by Laura Bailey. He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything, and you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." John 21:17, ESV. We just finished one of my favorite weeks of the year, Vacation Bible School. For most who serve, this week brings mixed emotions, as it is equally one of the most exhausting weeks of the year. But I can't contain my excitement when I see children make new friendships, learn about the Bible, and for some, give their lives to Christ. It easily compensates for my losing my voice, irreversibly staining my clothes with art supplies, and increasing my need for a little concealer to cover the tiredness under my eyes. I have read, studied, and meditated on God's words for years. I have devoured commentaries and other Christian resources. I even committed 2 years to obtain a degree in Bible studies from the seminary. But nothing pricks my heart more than some of the lessons we covered during Vacation Bible School, and this year was no different. While scripture was written for all people from various education levels, it still can be difficult to digest. Its principles are basic, yet as adults, we tend to overcomplicate or read more into the text instead of focusing on the universal truth or how the verses point to God. For each lesson in Vacation Bible School this year, we whittled the passages down to one simple takeaway the children would hopefully easily remember. Our bottom line on the third night was love who Jesus loves. Simple enough, right? As I prepared for the lesson, I learned that we love who Jesus loves by offering forgiveness when people hurt us. The Bible story came from John 21, telling how Jesus forgave Peter for denying him and then charged Peter with sharing the gospel and caring for God's children. I've been wrestling with offering forgiveness to someone for a while. Someone that, if I was honest, I didn't like and definitely didn't love. However, as I read the story of Jesus forgiving Peter, I couldn't help but see where I was falling short of God's commandment to love others as yourself, Matthew 22:26-40. My unwillingness to forgive hindered my ability to love them the way Jesus does, and more importantly, the way Jesus loves me. Do you, like me, sometimes suffer from this form of spiritual amnesia? Do we all too often take the wrongs done against us too seriously, but take our sinful slips up too lightly? We, too, quickly forget the price paid by Jesus for our forgiveness and reconciliation to God the Father. Forgiveness doesn't mean that we automatically forget, but over time, letting go of bitterness and resentment will help us move toward reconciliation and hopefully repair the relationship. As we go about our lives, may we remember this biblical truth. We can't truly love others the way that Jesus does until we learn to forgive like Jesus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, why do we find it so hard to love other people? Jesus gave us two commandments, to love God and love our neighbors, and far too often we fall short of obeying either. Help us love all image bearers, both those who show us love and those who are openly rude, mean, or hurt us. Let us never forget that because of your great love for your children, you sent your Son to die on the cross for our sins. It was because of our actions, our sinful rebellion, that a price needed to be paid for our forgiveness. And remembering this truth, we can freely choose to forgive others. We are grateful that you offer forgiveness no matter how often we sin against you. If you can use someone who called himself the chief of sinners, you can certainly use us for your glory and to bring people to Christ. We love you, Lord. Thank you for all the many ways that you have blessed us. Help us in our weakness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.